10:04 a.m. Mr. Auditor?
Judge, Commissioners, basically what you have on the handout, I think you've seen the estimated fund balance starting next year, $8.88. Our proposed revenues, $0.365, taxes is $105,517. Proposed expenditures, what we've worked down to is $109 million. And the next page is, we're taking from our last budget workshop where we were at $109,807,610.
Just for clarification, the $105 million in revenues is from, you said 36.5 cent sales tax plus fees and fines and sales tax. Okay.
Our main two sources of revenue are property taxes. 36.5 cents is our current tax. The, you know, we left last budget workshop. We were looking to try to get to $109 million with a 2% increase. We're unable to get there. We are basically proposing $109 million, which going through the reductions of what we worked at, another $807,000 cut from where we left. Start this whole process at $115 million. We've got it down 115,433. We've got it down to $109 million right now. So with that being said, let's flip the page, and the next two pages are kind of where we went back and looked and tried to find further reductions. First ones. Road Bridge Precinct 3, we talked to the commissioner, and these are some of the reductions they had. Next department, engineering. They had some funding in there for stormwater pollution engineering costs. We're actually paying for that out of our capital project. So we continue to do that. There was some travel specific to engineer's budget for specific projects that are being paid for out of capital projects, so we're going to move that travel to that shoreline study going back and forth to Galveston. The next area is in the parks budgets. You can see different certain department divisions for the parks. But we just looked at what was being spent in the past years and what's currently projected, so we reduced those down. We did talk to the commissioner on the truck that was up for replacement. They're going to try to just replace the transmission off here, see if it can make it. These items of purchasing, we're going to strike those. Those are actually purchasing board met yesterday, so the next three items, we can take those off. They were not approved. General services, we just took a look at what our estimates were and tried to reduce them even further, kind of tighten that up. Next is, you'll see books. We had actually, discussion we had with the judge and Tom Rugg looking at the law library and the ability to pay for some of these books in courtrooms and actually the jail. contingency, we basically just kind of rolled, some of this to get to the 109, the 52,000. Little rounding. One thing we kind of wanted to keep separate, because we talked about it in the parks budget, but, you know, just, we want to go ahead and, I guess, keep, we're not doing the 50%, everything level. Keep the rates for the election judges the same. $1,000 special, keep the rate.
I guess my question is, if, we're able to consolidate some boxes, you know, it may be that with existing funds, they may be able to give them a raise, without increasing the budget, because the number of election judges and clerks will probably be reduced if we can reduce the number of boxes, and you could still accomplish the same thing, hopefully.
Yeah, you can look, I think you can make that, you know, as long as there's available funds, you can make changes to increase it. I know that, you know, just have the November coming up, and there should be, the primaries are paid for by the park. Not early, but you can be early voting on the primaries, so I don't know when all the reads, I don't know when all the box consolidation.
I think their objective is to try to do that, but in consolidating those, you must still do those public hearings to those communities. So it may not happen through the November election.
Which means November.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right, Judge, it's going to reduce the number of, you know, election. All that being said, you're at $807,000, reduction. That brings you to a proposed budget of $109 million. That's a 1.85% increase over last year's budget. Flip to, the next couple of pages are basically, you're probably used to seeing these different schedules. They're just all sorted in different, orders. You know, the first one's sorted by margin order. One you can look at. Second one is sorted by difference from adjusted budget to proposed, basically where the cuts have been from, the current budget, the proposed budget down to what their adjusted budget is this year. Start out with the higher cuts going down. Down on the next page is your higher increases. Then after that, you have a sort by percentage change from adjusted budget. Again, taking what their previous budget was, which is now the libraries, the winner there, but there's the funding for it. The calendar.
How did community supervision cut theirs in half?
I think they probably had some capital for replacement of equipment. What we do, what their top machines. We talked a little bit about, our 4-year-old calendar, but what we're looking at is, thinking at the 36.5%, which is below the Texas tax rate. So we don't see anything on the tax rate until September 26th. The adoption of the budget tax rate. We'll have to have the three public hearings. I'm not sure we even have the we don't have to have the adoption of the 22nd, which is for me to discuss the tax rate. Publishing costs. We haven't published the
The final effective tax rate still being calculated, or is it going to come in close to that 37.7?
Exactly, it's 37.7.
Okay.
that's actually, nets out about a 3% reduction, doesn't it? A little over 3% and.
37 to 36.5.
Yeah. And that's taking into consideration increases in appraised values and revenue generated with the formulary used to come up with the final number.
Right, it basically, yeah, this year, the number was mainly in the industrial side. Some of that. That new value was. 671 million value added just for new property.
I know it hits different people different ways, but just for the record, I think it's important over the last 3 years now. I think if my math is correct from '09, going forward, we've actually been able to reduce the effective tax rate by several percentage points. Which ultimately would, across the board, be a reduction in the actual taxes that people pay across the board on an average. They may not see it in their personal appraised value, depending on whether it went up or down, but as a county, our tax rate has in effect gone down in the last 3 years.
And, I know we went as high as 42 a long time ago, and we worked it down to 36.5.
When we started at, right?
Well.
Other questions or comments to direction we need to add, kind of getting towards the point of, I know, Fran has spoken to Commissioner Alford, who's part of the reduction of his budget, weren't able to put those in the long stages at that time. What we'll have, things do come up between now and we present y'all with a final budget. Go back and sort of acknowledge things pop up, make sure don't have any adjustments that we do, we'll list those out, any changes to date. Anybody else come up with further reductions or changes?
Patrick, I think you need to go to all those big departments. You get those individuals to look at those budgets again, because we at the point in time now, if we're gonna make true cuts, everybody need to look at it. Because us five up here can make some decisions, or we can make some suggestions to get to that point. You don't defend anything, we are here for the taxpayers.
And I think if you, on that one page, the source and by proposed from the judges, from the justice budget, proposed, you have two, three, four, five departments that are over $200,000. Now, some of those you've already made cuts to,
percent.
About 10% increase there.
They're anticipating, they're flowing your, they're, right? So they're flowing your gas.
So you feel comfortable where we're at right now?
Yeah, and, you know, I think we're comfortable with $105 million of revenue. I know there's discussion, some revenue items, actually, some we, you know, I think we have potential to earn a little bit more, possibly when the JLE sets up, we can really factor in all that.
When is that gonna take place officially?
The schedule is September 1st. So when we know how many inmates are gonna start, that'll give us a revenue stream that we can anticipate. Good to see our sales tax back up, in those last months. So, hoping that'll continue on.
What was the,
Only Patrick and I joked that the reason that sales taxes increased so dramatically last month was because our wives were both shopping for our daughter's dorm rooms.
What was our net increase percentage wise on, our benefits for employee health year over year?
We haven't got.
Only six, I know 6% the year before, and 10 to 11. Do you know what the proposed, or do we have that information yet for 2012?
Yeah, no, we're going flat with, flat insurance.
No increase estimated, no increased cost?
We talked to, kind of, we hadn't had a formal meeting with the principal, but, Harry visited with Preston, our, broker, and based on our current projections, some of the reports that on our projections are looking well.
Premiums will exceed experience.
Yeah, premiums will exceed the expenses.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, and you still are.
Versus our, okay.
So you still got 6 months.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna see additional.
Okay, Patrick, in December when we deal with courthouse security, how will that impact what we're doing here?
What you're gonna, you know, what the plan, the proposal was, I think there's already a meeting set for the 29th, but the agreement's passed by their person to come up with some resolution to this by December.
Mid-December.
Mid-December.
Or sooner if we can get it, you know.
And because that's a department under Commissioner's Court, as far as your funding.
Change it anytime.
Change that. You're not putting any funds under the election, but a lot of people are funded under,
Security fee.
Special revenue. Part of that shortfall is that he's general fund, general service.
What happened if, we get some, somebody to come in and want to manage Ford Park and it's less than the amount request, what we do with that? Because I still have a concern with that budget.
We, you know, we're only going to send in, and there again, you know, their projection is based on events, less expenses. You know, that's their estimate. The shortfall is what we're sticking in here. So we are, you know, sticking to 1.6, somewhere in that range.
When are those bids due then, Deb? I know they just went out a couple of weeks ago. September 6th.
Well, I just have to say, by and large, that I got to say thank you to most of the elected officials and department heads. If you look at the budget historically, they have, most of them have actually made cuts over the last several years. The only reason our budget went from 121 to 107, we're climbing up a little bit because of consumer price index, but most of our increases have come in things like fuel, liability insurance costs, retirement, health insurance benefits. So thank y'all for pitching in these last couple of difficult years and doing your part to try to keep this boat afloat in a way that's responsive to the taxpayers.
Judge, I'd echo your comments. This being my first budget to sit up here, I appreciate everybody's cooperation, and courts included, and all the department heads and elected officials. You know, we were able to work together, and looking at a $115 million, get it to $109 million, and times are tough out there. And, we're just doing what we can to, as you stated, be responsive to the taxpayers and be diligent in our efforts to look at savings where we can and still be able to deliver the services. So appreciate everybody's help.
I would say this, Fran, Patrick, excellent job, because we know that you have to sometimes lean on us to make us see some things, and that is very important. The elected officials, you always do a yeoman's work, because the simple fact, you provide services to the citizens, and that we cannot underestimate the importance of from elected official standpoint. Department heads, you kind of fall under our wing. We have the authority to kind of cut you.
Last thing being said, we'll see what we can do. You know, I know we have a calendar to push it to the last Monday in September, but we'll obviously check the schedule. I've got a couple of projects checking around this calendar. So,
so what we have before us now is pretty much what we're going to submit. Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you, Fran, Patrick. Appreciate it. Any other comments from any member of the court? And we are adjourned.